Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Let's head now to the state of Texas. Jim Ryan joining us with more as still the fallout continues from the massive power outages, the disaster there. Jim, thanks for being with us. What is the current state of those outages, of the situation in Texas?
Well, the power outages are pretty much solved. Now it's a matter of getting the water back on. And I was in a home improvement store yesterday and noticed that there are big bins of PVC and copper pipe there. They are getting in supplies of those things. It was the lack of that forced so many people to just let the broken water pipes remain broken, Brian, over the weekend and last week. That now it looks as though that may be getting solved just a bit. Going forward, though, AT&T and other wireless providers are looking at ways to let people know about outages. That was a big part of the frustration. The power would go out. People were assuming that it was just a brief blackout. We were told by the energy grid operators that these would be rolling blackouts to prevent an overall shutdown of the system. Well, for many people, the power was off for several days, even a week. So AT&T is looking at doing kind of an Amber Alert style system to let users out, cell phone, smartphone users, know about the updates on power outages, when the power might be back on, and whether it's an actual intended blackout or simply a breakdown of the system.
Okay, interesting. Though, what happens if, you know, they don't have power and their phones are dead, right?
That's a great question. You'd be out in the dark, quite literally, again. That's one of the reasons I think that that all the providers and everyone involved in this system is urging people to get a hold of these battery backups, you know, the Mophie-type device that allows you to charge your device even if the power is off, Susan.
Jim, thanks so much for the update. That's right. Jim Ryan joining us live this morning.